It's time for your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.
Hello, Mountaineer listeners. We've got Kurt Rawls, Director at LifeBridge at McAllister Regional Health Center. How are you, Kurt?
Doing well, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
Excellent. Thank you. So during this past month, we've talked about the LifeBridge Center there at McAllister Regional Health Center. We've also talked about how you all treat patients with dementia and depression. If you don't mind, in this last segment, if you could just tell us a little bit about how that treatment process looks there at McAllister Regional.
Sure. Chris, our patients come into treatment due to some sort of discourse in their life, the mental health or behavioral issues that are presenting that are strong enough that our treatment team and our medical director thinks that they need the amount of supervision and stuff that hospitalization can provide. So in treatment, our patients are, it's all individualized, so it's specific to each patient, but on average, you're probably going to look at being in treatment with us probably maybe 12 to 14 days, just long enough for us to really get an evaluation and get some things good, moving in the right direction, some stabilization for some of the behaviors and some of the problems. And also in that time, really, you know, one thing that we haven't talked about is really touch base with the families that are involved. Sometimes with, you know, advanced dementia and things, sometimes we do more therapeutic work with the families and helping them deal with their loved ones when they get back home or when they're in a nursing home and things like that. So we can assist, you know, evaluate their level of functioning and what we can do, those things for after treatment and their aftercare transition plans.
This has been your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.